This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
One snap for the Colts. 1 second left. Texans up three, trying to hang on. Richardson out of the gun. Here's the snap. He steps to his left. Richardson in trouble. And Richardson's going to be sacked. Will Anderson Jr. and Danielle Hunter get him. The ball comes out. There's a scrum for it. Everybody's still chasing it. And Will ends up with it. Game over. Houston wins. Bye-bye, Colts. 23-20 Texans. They sweep the season series for the second time ever. And run their record to 6-2, a commanding lead in the AFC South.
It's huge, you know. It's they're always a tough opponent, you know. Divisional games are some of your hardest games. So when you can find a way to win, you know, we do. You know, we clean up some things. We got a lot of other things to clean up as well. But I definitely, you know that you know, we're a heck of a football team, and we got to keep putting on film. And you know, once we, you know, figure out the little kinks and things that we need to figure out, I think, you know, we're gonna be rolling.
CJ Stroud talking about the win yesterday. Mark Vandermeer on the call. And one thing I've noticed, Seth, is that over the last 2 years, we get very few final calls from Mark Vandermeer where it's so-and-so takes a knee and that'll do it. It's always, okay, here we go. Last snap of the game.
This is right. It all comes down. There's a whole lot of it all comes down to this.
There is.
I'm learning to embrace it.
You gotta
quit thinking about the future, everybody. Who knows? We might be. Who knows what's gonna exist after next Tuesday? If I'm to believe my social media account, it's all going to pot. So enjoy it now. 6-2.
6-2. 3-0 in the division. 5-0 in the conference. They've got the head-to-head over the Colts. This was a big win yesterday. We said going into this game on Sunday, this is a chance to take a stranglehold on the AFC South, and that's what they did. They're the number two seed in the AFC. This is record-wise, the Texans are in a fantastic spot, right? As good a spot as they've been in the history of their franchise. 6-2 overall, and they're two games up in the division with a tiebreaker. And they've got the really fun part of the schedule coming up now with a lot of primetime games coming up.
A lot of primetime games, and as you know, before the season, it never shakes out quite the way it looks in the preseason rankings. And the Jets right now do not look like what they were hoping the best version of themselves would be. They've got but they still have a defense that features a guy that can cuss CJ Stroud.
They do. They do.
Like Quinnen Williams still walks and breathes.
And CJ Stroud mentioned that in the post-game.
Nothing the election is going to do about him.
You can't
vote him out of office.
Your
incumbent left guard, he's still possibly going to be there. We don't know.
Still a problem. Yeah. So a lot to dig into today on this Texans game. Look ahead to the Thursday night game coming up against the New York Jets and the way the schedule shakes out for the Texans. But I said going into the season, the first 8 games, I viewed that as a chunk of the schedule for the Texans. Mm-hmm. The most manageable part of the season for the Texans. And while they have sent us to the infirmary with heart trouble many, many times throughout these first 8 games, they are 6-2 right now.
This is the short-term concerns, obviously. It's a short week. You've got an offensive lineman in Jared Patterson who stepped in and looked good on a touchdown drive. And
the only long touchdown drive of the day.
I thought I screwed up a name or something. Thank you. Jared Patterson comes in. They score a touchdown, except Jared Patterson gets a concussion. He sacrificed his brain for that touchdown.
Yeah.
And then immediately a Green came back in. Not Kendrick Green, but Kenyon Green went back out there. And I thought played better in the second half. They did some things to protect him a little bit. But look, last year, Juice Scruggs was playing left guard. He got bulldozed into C.J. Stroud, concussed C.J. Stroud. You still feel very uneasy about the left guard position. I don't think Patterson's going to play. I don't know if they'd try Kendrick Green as opposed to Kenyon Green. But this is there's some very real and literal and metaphorical headaches going up to New York facing that defense.
So as long as we're on this topic, because as we know, this game last season in New York was the one where C.J. Stroud got concussed by Quinnen Williams, as you pointed out. The big story for the Texans coming off of the Green Bay game was how C.J. Stroud was chased around all day long in that Green Bay game.
Yeah.
Pass protection didn't feel great. It felt better than Green Bay only because it couldn't have been worse than it was in Green Bay. How do you think they played? How do you feel about the way they're playing on the offensive line right now heading into Thursday?
I feel like they're still botching some of the simple things. The any kind of stunts or movement, there's just somebody being flummoxed. There's times where it's a tight. I mean, Sean, there was a play yesterday where Cade Stover, who did some really good things in the game, but Cade Stover and Tegan Quatoriano are gonna double team a defensive end. Neither of them even touched him. He ran free. He just decided to run around the obstruction, which was two pretty large human beings. Mm-hmm. And we just still see so much of that, or too much of that. That's my biggest concern. And that's not to rail on Cade Stover or anything. He had some beautiful blocks in that game.
Yeah.
There's more. Kenyon Green is the one who looks the most physically inept right now. The offensive line as a unit is just still too disjointed, just not moving in sync with each other, not on the same page. That's my concern versus this Jets defense.
Yeah, the Texans are getting it done with defense, man. Like, they're 6-2, and all these games that have been so close at the end, the only one that I feel like was the offense kind of taking control and winning it in the end was the Jacksonville game in week 4, and the defense needed to get 5 punts in the second half of that game to get the offense the ball enough times. I don't know that I can remember 2 straight home games where you've had a quarterback throw for 30% completion percentage.
I know.
And throwing a lot of passes. Yeah, Josh Allen was 9-for-30 in week 5.
Mm-hmm. And they come back in week 8. Compared to what we saw yesterday.
And Anthony Richardson was 10-for-32 for 175 yards. And 69 of those yards came on one play.
People have had it with Anthony Richardson. I've searched long and wide to find an Indianapolis, to find a Colts fan defending him, taking himself out of the game yesterday. So for those of you who missed it, he just took himself out of the game.
He was tired. He was like a receiver that just ran a deep route, and he's like tapping.
There's a guy that you can see hasn't played a whole lot of actual quarterback in his career because he's been injured so much.
Yeah.
He played just about a dozen games in college.
Yeah.
The quarterback took himself out of the game because he was tired.
He was tired. Brought it Joe Flacco. I was more nervous with Flacco.
Well, yeah, so Joe Flacco had to come in and hand the ball off. Right,
yeah. On 3rd and 15. Yeah.
I loved that Tiki Barber's reaction to that. Was hilarious.
I haven't seen it.
It was like any middle-aged guy trying not to grumble too much. He was like, oh, well, that's interesting.
It's interesting. All right.
I guess
quarterback
tapping
his
helmet. What the TikTok is about? I don't know. Okay.
One of the big stories coming out of this game will be and is Stephon Diggs' injury. Stephon Diggs leaves the game in the second half yesterday, didn't look good, non-contact injury. We've got no news from the team on it. The tone of the people with the team right now doesn't make me optimistic. Just some of the things they're saying.
You find yourself reading into CJ's statements a bit much, like what level of prayers he's throwing
out. Yeah, yeah, because
it's like DEFCON level to his prayers.
Yeah, yeah, this felt like, one is the really bad one, right, on DEFCON? DEFCON 1
DEFCON
is the
1,
worst.
Right, yeah,
this felt like a 2. It was up there for me. CJ's reaction yesterday.
DEFCON 1 in the CJ shout-out would be a tib fib.
Some
kind of Aiden Hutchinson.
Tank last year, man. Tank Dell last year. But
yeah, but that wasn't when he got shot or when he got broke his leg?
Yeah, broke his leg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess it could be either.
He broke his leg, but it wasn't a nasty break.
No.
You know, it wasn't sticking out.
Nobody's really sad for Tank.
That's true.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So the Diggs injury here. In the short term, and even if it isn't season ending, I don't anticipate seeing him on Thursday.
It's hard with any Thursday night game. We've seen people come back from the concussion protocol for a Thursday night game. there was a quarterback that did a few years ago, and I'm uneasy about it. Yeah. There's nothing about me that wants to see like Patterson come back from a concussion.
Yeah,
Diggs. Yeah, I'd be surprised.
I'd be surprised. So what does this look like now? What is one game, what is a Diggs-less, Nico-less offense?
You brought
like?
This up. I mean, that final drive before the drive, which was a really nice drive down into the red zone before the fumble, they spread the ball around. Yeah. You got multiple people involved. We saw Xavier Hutchinson and John Mechie show up. You know, Mechie's been getting an increasing diet of John Mechie in the last couple weeks. That final play against the Packers, if CJ had trusted his pass protection enough to work through his reads, he had John Mechie in the end zone.
Yeah.
He just, by that point in the game, CJ was just trying to get rid of the ball to the open receiver. But it's trite, but everybody else got to step up. It's you got to spread the ball around. You got to get your tight ends more involved. Was it yesterday National Tight Ends Day?
Were
they talking about coming
was.
Up? Whole tradition. This is George Kittle.
What are you talking about?
Put that out there. He put that out there as a joke, and people latched onto it. Because people like you love this.
Oh, I do.
Ooh, it's National Donut Day.
I do. I've got a link to it at the top of our rundown.
National Shetland Pony Day.
Check what day. Well, I always feel like if it's a food that you get caloric immunity on that. Like, there's no calories that count that day. I love National Donut Day. I eat 12 of them.
The American Heart Association would endorse that for the right amount.
Who are they? So the Texans beat the Colts yesterday 23-20, heading to New York on a short week. I'd forgotten about this. When CJ was doing his interview, somebody asked him, like, hey, so what do you think, what's your plan here for the short week? And CJ's like, I don't know. I've never had one of these before.
You know what? It's weird. There's a lot about Thursday Night Football that's difficult. You have the short turnaround. You're out there during warmups kind of reminding yourself, like, all right, I'm about to play an NFL football game.
Yeah.
There's large humans that are going to try to hurt me. Let's get going.
Yeah.
You got to really talk your way into it because the process is different. But it is kind of nice because the week leading up to it, it's short, but it's all mental.
Yeah.
You're out there, you're doing walkthroughs, jog-throughs. There's very little actual exertion.
Yeah.
And you got a little mini bye week on the end of it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and they need it.
Yeah. You can pay your utility bills and everything. You got time.
Balance your checkbook.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's good stuff. All right. So we got a lot to dig into with this Colts game, a lot of look ahead to do with the Jets as well. I am very curious what version of the New York Jets the Texans are getting on Thursday this week, after a loss to the Patriots
on Sunday.
Do you mean
like one from this past couple decades, or like the 90s Jets? Okay.
I mean the level of plugged-in-edness they have in this game. You know what I mean?
Oh,
the Jets, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, they're 2-6 and you lost to the Patriots.
Yeah.
Are you rallying the troops, or are you just cashing things? Was this a dream?
There's going to be bulletin board material, but not for the Texans, but just for the New York media.
The game's a pick 'em.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pick 'em. Like, so the Vegas thinks that the Texans are getting a competitive version of the Jets here on Thursday night. So we'll see. We'll dig into that.
Or they think that they're getting the worst version of the Texans without Stephon Diggs and Nico Collins.
Or both. Yeah, or both. So we'll see about that. So let's do that. Let's dig into that. What version of the Jets are the Texans getting this week? We'll continue to take a look back at yesterday, what it means. What could Nick Caserio be shopping for at the trade deadline as well? Trade deadline's a week from tomorrow, and the Texans all of a sudden have needs that they probably weren't anticipating going into this week. So we'll do all of that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.